You're listening to the Hogs Illustrated Sports Club podcast, brought to you by the Hilton Garden Inn of Fayetteville.
I'm with Scotty Borderland today, and we're with the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette / Whole Hog Sports / Hogs Illustrated, and I think that's all the names, Scotty. I think I got everything right.
I think you got it.
I tried to hit all bases. So we're going to recap the luncheon today, in which we had former Springdale High and Arkansas tight end Ben Cleveland. And I tell you what, Scotty, Ben was every bit as good as I thought he was going to be as a speaker.
Yeah, for sure. I think personally, I can kind of relate to him in terms of, you know, he was sitting at our table before he was, you know, it was time for him to go up on stage and speak. And I know when Matt introduced him, stepped off the stage, I think Ben was kind of surprised that he was going up on the stage to talk. He was a lot more comfortable in that you know, one-on-one Q&A session off to the side. But yeah, Ben was super engaging, and I just put on our Instagram account. I thought it was like a really fun trip down memory lane, you know, not only with Springdale High, but with Arkansas when he was here.
Yeah, I think Ben would have been a good teammate to have at Springdale and or Arkansas. He just keeps it real. What you see with Ben is what you get, and he's not gonna tell you things that aren't real. He keeps it real as it can get. So as Scotty mentioned, Ben was a member of the 2005 Springdale football team, one of the famed Springdale Five to sign with Arkansas. And I tell you what, Scotty, back in the day when he was at Springdale High, you could not squeeze into a high school game if that team was playing somewhere.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I know Kurt Voigt wrote a book years back about that group and kind of everything that unfolded with them. Encourage people to read that if they haven't. It's, you know, a really kind of behind the scenes look at what all went on there. But yeah, Ben, I think one of my favorite story that he told was, you know, when they rode, I think what he called the cheese machine,
the cheese wagon to Hoover. Yeah.
Yeah. The cheese wagon. Yeah. They rode it down to Hoover. And they were, you know, Hoover was a big deal back in those days. You know, they had that MTV show Two-A-Days.
Yep.
I think that had passed by maybe a couple of years before Springdale went down there. But I think Ben, you know, he's a good old country boy.
Yep.
You know, he's kind of living that out now in Northwest Arkansas. But, you know, Springdale had a bunch of kind of homegrown kids that, you know, they were, you know, maybe a little bit taken back by, you know, all of the amenities and the facilities that Hoover had. And then they went down there and smacked them around a good bit.
Laid the whoop on them.
That won them a lot of notoriety.
Yeah.
I think that group really burst onto the scene probably after that game.
They did. It's funny today, Scotty, I was listening to Ben talk, and I didn't cover the Springdale, you know, program at that time. Kurt Voigt, who you mentioned, covered them. But Ben, in a lot of ways, he is kind of Joe Dean Davenport 2.0. You know, Hog fans will know who Joe Dean Davenport was. He's a big time player, big time tight end, just like Ben. Played at Springdale and had some time in the NFL and came back to Springdale. He has some ranches and that kind of stuff. He's kind of a cowboy guy, and Ben is in that same mold. And I was thinking, man, Springdale is like, you know, Springdale's like tight end high school, because you had Zach Pinalto, Joe Dean, Ben Cleveland. You know, that's, they've produced. And if you think about it, Scotty, tight end is probably that may be the most tough, you know, the toughest position to play. Most hard-nosed players play there, and that's Joe Dean and Ben Cleveland and Zach Pinalto.
Yeah.
That's what they are. You know.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think you're seeing that kind of play out now with. Or in the last couple of years, you've seen that play out with Arkansas's football team, like with Trey Knox.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, he made that position change to tight end, and people were, you know, kind of wondered when he was going to come around to it, because it seemed like a position that would fit him really well, because he wasn't exactly the most, maybe, he wasn't a guy that was gifted with the most amount of speed, but that's a position that a lot is asked of you.
I mean,
in terms of receiving. And also, I mean, you got to step in and be an inline tight end at times too, and kind of get a little bit physical with guys. I mean, you're being counted on to block linebackers and tight ends, and those are, you know, oftentimes the more powerful guys on any defense. Ben was super engaging. I thought he's super down to earth, salt of the earth kind of guy that, you know, I think he after football kind of was trying to figure out what he wanted to do with his life. And, you know, I think he found himself after a little while because, yeah, you know, he told stories about, you know, after college, nobody was really telling him what to do or giving him any direction, but, he found his calling, I think. And, you know, after coaching and stuff like that, you know, he joked that it's a little bit easier to talk to, the mama cows that he's got on his land than it was to talk to some of the entitled parents of the kids he was coaching.
Well, and you know, like we said from the very beginning of this podcast, Ben is a keep it real kind of a person. And a lot of times parents can't handle the keep it real, you know, kind of coaches that, you know, they have a hard time. But a lot of times those parents say, I want you to coach my kid hard until you coach them hard. And then they really don't want that. Yeah. And I think that's we could do a whole podcast on that itself. So Ben stayed at Arkansas. Scotty, when a lot of his teammates from Springdale, the rest of them, or most of them, transferred out, and he stayed and he stuck it out, and he finished. He I don't think he had the kind of career he hoped he was going to have because he had some injuries that he had to deal with, right. And it certainly wasn't because he didn't give the effort or didn't want it, but when you're hurt, you're hurt. And he mentioned that today. And a lot of people who've never played any kind of sports don't understand. They say, if you have a turf toe injury, well, how bad can it be? Well, let me tell you something. When your big toe is injured, it shuts you down.
yeah, for sure. And he told us that he had turf toe and I think his big toe on one foot and the middle toe on the same foot. So I can't imagine how debilitating that is, especially for a guy that, you know, as a tight end, you rely a lot on your power.
Sure. Yeah.
For anything that you do and cutting and planning and all that stuff, change of direction. That's huge. But, you know, he said there were times when he was at Arkansas that, you know, he called his folks and was like, you know, I think I've about had it here. And this is just not really what I signed up for. But I think deep down in his heart, never really wanted to leave. The situation just wasn't great. But I think we've heard a lot of people talk about this who have come and spoken at the sports club. They've talked about just the people of the region have helped them kind of stay rooted here.
Yeah.
And I think it was those people, the people that supported him. Even when things were pretty challenging for him, he gave them a lot of credit for wanting to stick it out because he honestly deep down didn't want to leave. And I think a lot of the people that were around him were a big reason why.
Well, let's take a look at Ben Cleveland's career, Scotty. He was, again, on arguably the best high school football team that this state has ever seen. And I know that's all subjective, but it's kind of hard to dispute that Springdale 2005 wasn't the best team maybe the state's ever seen. So he was on that team. They rolled 14-0 to a state championship. Nobody in this state, you know, was able to stop them, and nobody outside the state. They beat Evangel and they beat Jinx, Oklahoma. So there was that. He played on the SEC West winning championship team at Arkansas as a true freshman. He played in a BCS bowl game in the Sugar Bowl for Bobby Petrino. And, oh, by the way, he caught the touchdown that tied the game and then led to the extra point that beat Alabama the last time Arkansas beat Alabama. So I say that's a pretty good career, Scotty. Well, how about you?
Yeah, pretty good resume right there, man. Yeah. Not many people can match that for sure.
Yeah.
It was interesting to hear Ben talk about Arkansas's losing streak against Alabama. I think when Arkansas does snap that streak, he said he joked it was going to kind of be bittersweet for him.
Yeah. Kind of into a trivia question.
Going back to 2006, that's kind of what people know him for.
Yeah.
Is that big catch that he made.
Yeah.
And it was great to hear him tell the story about that. And it was probably pretty cool for him. I think he said he got goosebumps one time just kind of going back over it.
Yeah.
Said he blacked out afterwards. And I imagine if there is a blackout moment in sports on the football level, or in football, that's probably got to be right up there with one of the best feelings you can experience. But that was pretty neat. He's got a resume that stacks up, you know, really well with, you know, a lot of players that have come through here. I mean, playing with Darren McFadden, Felix Jones, Peyton Hillis, played under Bobby Petrino.
Yep.
He just kind of done it all.
Well, that was today's recap of the Hogs Illustrated Sports Club luncheon. We will not have a recap next week because we will not have a luncheon next week, but we'll be back on October the 12th when we have Arkansas Athletic Director Hunter Yurchek will be with us, and Scotty and I and hopefully Matt Jones will be back with us on that podcast to recap that luncheon. Scotty, thanks for being on with us today.
Yeah, man, you bet.
And we'll catch you next time on the Hogs Illustrated Sports Club podcast.
This has been the Hogs Illustrated Sports Club podcast, brought to you by the Hilton Garden Inn of Fayetteville.